Hello, and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. I pray that you are enjoying this beautiful day. It is lovely outside. It's a gorgeous day in San Diego, and this is why we pay the big bucks to live here. But nevertheless, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you, Lord, for your word. Pray that you just continue to touch lives and save souls, Lord. As the days are drawing nearer to your coming, Lord, let us be ready. In Jesus' name, let us be ready to receive you and be received by you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go back over to the book of John. Book of John chapter 13, and we're going to begin at verse 31. And it says, therefore, when he was gone out, and that was when Judas was gone out to now betray Jesus. Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall immediately glorify him. So he's saying that now is the time of glorification, which means the crucifixion is coming. And God is going to be glorified in Jesus by him being crucified for our sins. And Jesus is going to be glorified within himself. You understand that? Glorified within himself. And God is going to be glorified in him. It pleased God to crucify Jesus for our sins. Jesus is the atonement for our sins. He is the propitiation, as they call it, the substitute for our sins. And so he is now saying that his crucifixion, is glorification. It was meant. And so he is going to be glorified by dying for our sins. Let us go to verse 33. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. So Jesus is saying, yet a little while, I'm not going to be with you. And just like I told the Jews, where I am going right now, ye cannot come. And so Jesus, when he was glorified, he went to the Father to make atonement for our sins. And the disciples at that time could not go with him. They couldn't follow him to heaven. And we're going to study that a little later when it talks about Jesus going down into hell and leading captivity captives, meaning he took the people, the saints of old, he took them to heaven with him after he had made atonement for our sins. So he's saying right here, before he is glorified, before he is crucified, he was not able to take the disciples with them. But he says something which is key. He says a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. At the City of Faith Family Worship Center during the month of February, our bishop, Bishop Brooks, spoke on love. The whole month he spoke about it in Bible study and he spoke about it in Sunday school. And love is how people know that we are of God, because God is love. How can we say we know God if we do not love? If we do not show or express love? How can that be? The Bible says if you say you know God and you hate your neighbor, you hate your brother, you are a liar, because God is love. So we ought to show love. And see, he didn't make it like an option. He's saying you should love as I have loved you, or you are able to love, therefore, you know, go ahead and try to love one another. It was a commandment. Means it is not an option to love. We have to love. It has been commanded to love one another. And this is how people know that we are of God, that we love one another. Let's continue in verse 36. It says, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thee have denied me thrice. The cock won't even crow till you have denied me three times. And he answered Peter with a question. Peter said, Wherever you go, I'll go, because I'll lay down my life for you. And Jesus responded with a question first. Will thou lay down thy life for me? That's a question to us. Will we lay down our life for Jesus? Will we put our own desires aside for the gospel's sake and to do the right thing? Maybe we don't teach or preach the gospel, but we live the gospel. Will we set our own wants aside? Will we do it? You know, a lot of times we say, I will never do this and that, or you'll never catch me doing this and that. I would never say this and that. Never say never. Never say never. Because we don't know always what is working in us that need to be shown to us, that God needs to still deliver us from. A lot of us still deal with envy and bitterness and hatred, malice, discontentment, still deal with racism, bigotry, all these things that are still working in us, and we don't know until we are approached or presented with opposition or something that rubs us the wrong way. Then something comes out of us and we say, Oh God, help us. Oh God, help us. And Peter was dealing with it right here. He says, Lord, I'll lay down my life for you. And Jesus says, in a sense, he's telling him, No, you won't. No, you won't. And I'm going to show you what is in you that needs to be worked out. But later on in life, Peter died for the gospel's sake. Our life is a transition. It's from moment to moment that we learn how to obey God. We learn from the Word of God and from the Spirit of God. And we learn as we go and we mature. Hopefully that's what it's about, that we mature in the gospel. And how we know we are maturing? When we find out areas that we're still immature. That's even in a sense when we see goodness and we see hatred. We know goodness by the hatred we see. We see hatred and we do the opposite of that, and we know the difference between hatred and goodness. We know the difference between good and evil, up, down, right, wrong. There needs to be counter to something in order to understand the true meaning of what something is. And so Jesus is explaining to Peter. Peter didn't think that he would deny Jesus. He had walked with Jesus. He believed in his heart. He believed Jesus. And he did believe Jesus. But there was still something that needed to be worked out. What still needs to be worked out within us that God is still working through? Think about that. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.